Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Here we are off and running on a getaway Friday night, January 29th, 2021, the last Friday in the month of January. Next Friday, it will be February, however you say it, the 5th. We'll be 5 days into the month of February. How about that? Joined in studio tonight, as we are each and every Friday night, by co-host Angie Evers. Angie, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Excited to be here, right?
Always.
Well, how could you not be? Now, tell people about the changes that have happened in the studio in the last 7 days.
Oh, boy. Well, we have new chairs. We have new lights. And I'm not sure what you call that thing over there.
A recording studio.
Oh, okay.
Now people can record promos and we can put them on the air.
Okay.
Without them having to use the main computer here. I hear a siren outside.
Yeah. Must be pretty close.
You know, is there any difference between a fire siren, a police siren, and an ambulance siren?
I think so.
See, I wouldn't know the difference.
Oh. They drive by my house all the time.
A lot of trouble over there?
Yeah. Well, they're going out to the highway.
I thought maybe dropping people off at the funeral home.
Oh. No, I don't think those vehicles usually do that. It's normally a hearse.
Oh, is that right? Well, that's fun. Do you ever look for that?
Oh, yeah.
You see that a lot?
Well, no, I think they tend to do it at night when people aren't watching.
Well, what happens if you die during the day?
Well, you know, I'm not home during the day, so I don't get to see it.
See, I just prefer to stay alive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, at this point, that's my whole take on the whole thing. Now, what did you think early on today? Because you listened this morning, right?
Yes.
About the chocolate egg cream.
What do I think about it?
Yeah.
Sounds interesting. Are you going to make it for me?
Well, I think tonight, because stores are less busy at night, I might run in to Meijer, because they're open. And just because those ingredients would be easy to grab.
Right.
Do you know the three ingredients in a chocolate egg cream?
Yes.
Well, what?
Oh, what are they?
Yeah, what are they?
I think milk.
Milk.
Chocolate syrup.
Chocolate syrup.
And seltzer water.
Seltzer water. You got it.
Yep.
Yep.
I pay attention.
But you got to know the right combination.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Have you made this before?
Yes.
Okay.
I can do it.
I've never even heard of it before.
Oh, you'll love it. It'll be the best thing you've ever had.
Really?
Yeah, I still have to try, though, and I forget the name of it, but it's a ginger ale and ice cream.
Oh, see, that doesn't sound good to me, though.
I forget what that thing was supposed to be called, but I got to do that, too. That doesn't sound very expensive. It's just vanilla ice cream and ginger ale.
Yeah. I like 7-Up and orange juice together.
7-Up and orange juice. Now, what is that?
I don't know. My grandma used to do it all the time. We grew up drinking it. 7-Up and orange juice together. But it is good.
So it just makes the orange juice fizzy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, if I ever buy 7-Up, you know, I usually have orange juice at my house. I'll pour it together. And it reminds me of my grandma.
So does it change the taste of the orange juice at all?
I mean, not really. It's just, I don't know. I think people would, not my grandma, but I think other people probably put like vodka or something in it, something like that, but I don't know.
She was just drinking it like a Shirley Temple.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. We used to drink those too. My uncle used to get us Shirley Temples every time we would go to a restaurant. When we were little.
Yeah. That's nice. Mm-hmm. He was drinking the real stuff.
Right.
Yeah. No Shirley Temples for him.
Nope.
You know, drinking in moderation is okay. It's when you're drinking to get away from your problems that it becomes a problem.
Right. I'm not a drinker, so.
Well, you commented on the alcohol at my house recently.
Oh. Right.
Wait, what did you say?
What did I say? I said, you look like an alcoholic.
Right, because...
You had all this alcohol, wine bottles.
But they're full, so I'm a bad alcoholic.
Right.
People give you those as gifts, and, you know, I don't drink them.
Hmm. Well, one of your bottles had some stuff gone.
Oh, that was from New Year's Eve.
Right.
Tied a little one on New Year's Eve.
Right.
But that was fun.
Yeah.
But why did I buy the vodka?
I know why.
I don't remember why I bought the vodka, but I never used it.
I think you were going to mix vodka and orange juice together.
Oh, for New Year's Eve.
Sometime.
Oh. Well, it's still there. All I need is some orange juice and I'll be good to go.
Right.
Yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah.
I have not drank anything since New Year's Eve.
Me neither.
So it's almost been a month.
Right.
Now, I drank quite a bit there for me, because I drank the eggnog spiked with the moonshine. And then I did that on Christmas Eve. And then on New Year's Eve, I drank the wine.
Yeah.
So there you go. had a little bit of a alcohol moment there.
I did not. I mean, I just had some on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, Christmas Eve was fun. The time is going by very fast.
Yeah, I've already been 40 for over a week now.
Mm. 40 in a week.
Yeah.
So how does it feel?
I don't know. You know, I threw my back out, my back and my hip, so I was feeling kind of really old this past week.
So now...
But I'm better after I went to the chiropractor.
But you've done that before you're 40, right?
No. I don't know, because I was carrying laundry, because my dryer broke. So I was hauling wet laundry baskets to my mom's to dry. So I don't have a good back anyway.
But now it's good.
It feels 1,000 times better than it did.
Well, that's good, because you went to a chiropractor.
Oh, yeah. I think my hip was out of place and my back, but, like, he twisted me into, like, a pretzel and then smushed me, and pop, I went back together.
See, I've never been to a chiropractor because I don't have those kind of pains, so I'm not really sure what that feels like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had two rounds of acupuncture for my headaches. So, but my headaches have been much better. But I've also alleviated a lot of stress. So, I think that was the key to a lot of my headache issues. So,
stress is not good for headaches.
It's not good for any part of your body.
Yeah, but I don't know how do you deal with stress if you have it? Besides trying to, if it's, you know, somebody.
You get rid of it.
Yeah, but how do you...
Even if it's that somebody.
Yeah, but some things you can't get rid of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can.
You can get rid of anything?
Yeah.
What if you're worried about somebody who's ill?
Well, I guess that's kind of different.
Kill them?
Sure. No.
Solve your problem.
Yeah. No, I mean, I guess that would be stressful until, like, I mean, like when my dad was sick. That was very stressful. So, but then he passed and, you know, that stress was gone then. But
I think I'm kind of low stress.
low. Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm a very, I think I have energy, but I don't think I have a lot of, I don't think I have a lot of anger or frustration or stress.
Yeah, I don't think you do. You're pretty level-headed and... But I feel like... I don't know. I mean, I guess I do a lot of running around. I'm not home very much. Which kind of wears you out, but... I don't know. I don't think I'm, like, spastic, but I don't know.
I think that I'm excited over the chocolate egg cream. And I wish I could remember what the ice cream and the ginger ale were called. Does anybody remember? I think that person, did they call in on a Friday morning or was it a Friday night? Does anybody remember what the ginger ale and the ice cream thing was called? It was called something. 740-383-9944. If you'd like to call in, we'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz and let me know what the ginger ale with the scoop of ice cream in it, like a root beer float, is called.
Hmm. How long ago did you make this egg thing?
It's been a while. But you don't forget. It's only three items. But you can screw it up. See, that's the problem. People will... They don't mix it right.
Hmm.
You gotta mix it right. And you gotta kind of just eyeball it. You gotta know how much goes in of each item.
Hmm. I wouldn't have a clue. I'd have to Google it. You know, Google is the answer.
Well, you know, I was talking about this earlier. Has Google made us dumber?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to think about things. You just have to type it in. So. Oh.
Wonder what that was. Well, we don't have to know things anymore, which I think is kind of strange. Nobody has to memorize anything. Nobody has to know anything. They can just look it up.
Right.
People used to have to know stuff.
Our brains are going to atrophy.
Well, that's not good.
My brain is probably already going there right now.
Well, I think it's just because that's people, they don't even try to think anymore. Remember when people try to think? Remember that? When people actually tried to come up with answers?
Right.
They think about it? Oh, here we go. A Boston cooler. That's what it's called. A Boston cooler. Yep, ginger ale and vanilla ice cream. It came from Detroit. Fred Sanders is credited with inventing the ice cream. Oh, I guess he invented ice cream soda. I guess that's where it came from.
So have you ever been to any, like, unique ice cream places? Like, have you ever been to Velvet or...
Velvet? What's Velvet?
Velvet ice cream?
No, I've never been there. Where's that?
Gosh, isn't that in, where is it?
Are you going to Google it?
Yeah. Where is it?
See, this is the case.
It is in Utica.
Utica.
Am I right?
I don't know. I've never been there.
Velvet. I don't know. I've been there.
So we got Boston coolers and chocolate egg creams.
Yeah. I'm still waiting for you to make me one of these baklava sundaes that you say you're
famous
for. Oh, I can do
that. Oh, I am famous for that. Sure.
You've never made me one.
You never asked.
I'm asking now.
Well, I don't... See, here's the thing. You got to know how to make baklava first.
Well, can't you just buy some baklava off Andrew?
Oh, that's cheap.
That's what I would do.
Baklava is not hard to make. I don't think.
I think it sounds like... It looks like it would be really hard to make.
Baklava?
Yeah.
Not really.
Like, I don't know how you would make the thin layers.
You buy that.
It's called
phyllo dough.
And you buy it like that?
You buy it like that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then all you do is put the...
is it already flaky like that?
Well, when you cook it, it's like dough when you buy it. But it's thin layers of dough. You've never bought phyllo dough?
No.
Yeah, that's what they make baklava out of.
Where do you even buy?
Kroger.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, you have to find
what section is it in?
Dough.
The dough section?
The dough section. Stores don't stock
Flour? Them. Or like the refrigerator section? Like where you
refrigerator.
Would buy, like where you would buy like biscuits or cinnamon rolls, like canned stuff like that?
Yeah, because you have to keep it refrigerated.
I don't think I've ever seen it, and I've been shopping for a long, long time.
Yeah, it's called phyllo dough, and you put that down, and then you put the nuts, usually macadamia nuts, or some people use pecans inside of it, and you put one layer down, and then you put that layer down, and then you put another layer down, and then you bake it.
Mm-hmm. Do you put honey on it?
Well, not until the end. And then once you get that, you cook that, and then when it comes out, that's when you put a scoop of vanilla ice cream in a bowl, and then you break up the baklava, and you put that on top of it, and then you put honey on top.
Hmm. I like vanilla ice cream with cornflakes and caramel. Caramel.
Caramel. There is no such thing as caramel as a food. That's what we have learned the last few weeks.
Right.
Caramel.
That's really hard to adjust.
Where do you think that all got screwed up?
I don't know. People just not talking right. Making up their own things.
Wonder why we do that.
It's probably just easier to say caramel than caramel.
Yeah, but there's an A in the word. How do you get caramel out of that?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever read anything that said caramel before until we read that jar and it said caramel.
But have you looked now? Have you went out in the caramel corn aisle and see if it's spelled Caramel?
No.
I wonder if it is. I haven't looked.
Me neither.
What else do people buy that has caramel in it? Caramel corn, caramel stuff for ice cream, caramel apples.
Yeah, and you know, I love caramel apples. Caramel apples. Oh,
man. Caramel.
Oh, I'm never going to get that.
But does it say Caramel on the apples?
I don't know. I guess I don't read.
Well, next time. That's a seasonal thing, isn't it?
Probably. I mean, there are places that sell them. But I don't know. The main stores have them, like, in the fall.
In the fall. That's a fall thing. Like, but with leaves.
You can go to Polaris Mall and you see them making all those apples. You know, candy-coated apples, caramel apples, chocolate-covered apples. Do you know what I'm talking about? In that candy store, chocolate store?
Not really, because I was just at the Polaris Mall over Christmas. I must have missed that.
Oh, I don't ever miss it, because I always look at that place and I'm like, man, I would love to have one of those.
You see, when I was in there the last time, over the holiday, it was muggy. And that's all I remember, is that it was like a very muggy atmosphere in the mall. And I kept thinking, how can a mall be so muggy?
Well, yeah, I think it was pretty warm.
It didn't feel like heat to me. I don't remember being hot. I just remember being...
Humid?
Humid. It was humid in there.
Yeah.
There were a lot of people.
A lot. There was, like, no place to sit down to eat.
And cost me, like, $15 for pretzel bites. That was my lunch. Pretzel bites. $18 pretzel bites.
I like that chicken... what's that place called? It's where that Yihee Japan place was before they went under when that dead mouse was on video on the internet, all over the internet. But I like
that'll put you out of business.
I like to eat there now. Well, I mean, I ate there 1,000 times before, but I like to eat there now. It's a different place. I'm sure it's the same. They probably still have rodents, but hopefully it doesn't end up in the chicken this time. And I don't know. It's like a sesame chicken, or it's a sweet chicken. I like it. It's good.
Oh, here's something interesting. Last Saturday, we went down to the North Market.
Right.
Didn't get anything for the second time in a row. Give people the tip on the North Market on a Saturday.
Right. Okay. They close at 6. They close at 6, but technically, all the vendors want to be out of there by 6, so they are shutting down way before 6. So, yeah.
Like 5:30.
Probably. I mean, because we were in there, it was like 5:40, maybe, and half the places were closed, and they were all shutting down.
The pretzel place was closed?
Right.
The donut place was closed? What is that?
Right. And I was going to buy you a donut.
And a pretzel.
And a pretzel.
And I got nothing.
Nothing.
I got frostbite.
You and me both.
Well, talk about that, because I've told my version of that story, why we were at the North Market last Friday or Saturday. What was your perspective? First of all, tell people why we were there, and then talk a little bit about what happened.
Oh, well, we were there to see Bobby the Kazoo Man. So,
because yesterday was National Kazoo Day.
Right. And he was a very fun guy, very entertaining. He was nice, funny. It was really interesting to, like, watch the interview. It was neat. We froze to death, but it was fun.
So what did you make of him playing, though? Because I liked it.
He's very talented. I mean, very talented. And I really don't have a clue how his fingers were not frozen off. Because, I mean, me and you were freezing cold, and he's just playing away with his fingers, like, out. Like, I don't know, maybe moving them keeps them warm? I don't know. And
well, he had been outside already for
all day.
Yeah, like 3 hours or something like that by that point.
Right. What do you say he was there from 3 to
3 to 5?
3 to 5.
So he'll be there tomorrow, 3 to 5. I think that's what he does.
Probably, yeah. So, I don't know.
And then I kept him out there another 45.
Right. So.
Said he knows 100 songs.
Yeah, that's crazy. He's very, very talented. I thought it was pretty neat.
See, I like quirky, offbeat people like that.
Yeah.
He was interesting.
Very
interesting. Because I was telling people, that turned out to be completely the opposite of what I thought it was going to be. I thought it would be, when did you learn to play the kazoo? And what's it like to play the kazoo? And what's it like to play the ukulele? That's what I thought it would be. And it turned out more to be about his depression and his anger management issues.
Right.
And not being able to afford medicine and some facial defect
right.
that he has. It turned out to and that he had been arrested and all this sort of thing. It turned out to be completely different.
Yeah, it was very interesting. I mean, it was really interesting to watch him tell the story, his story.
But I thought what was most interesting about it was that he only does happy songs.
Right. And that's neat. And they are happy. They're really upbeat and happy. And I have followed him on TikTok. He's on TikTok.
You know, he's an interest. See, this, there are certain people in life who just have a quality that, you know, jumps out at you. Some people don't have qualities like that. I think he's got that quality.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was definitely enjoyable. I mean, it probably would have been a tidbit more enjoyable if it was, like, a little bit warmer. But it was enjoyable.
See, I don't know if you call that charisma or if it's personality. I don't know what it is. But, you know, it's interesting to me is that people who don't look normal, and I don't think he'd have a problem with me saying that because of his facial defect and just the clothes he wears, you know?
Right.
He's a busker. But I think that sets people apart mm-hmm. from everybody else who looks the same.
Right. But, I mean, I would never notice that he has a facial defect. I mean, you know, like, after he said something, I was, like, looking at him. But, I mean, you really still couldn't really tell. I mean, because he has a beard, which he covers it up with. But, you know, I couldn't really tell.
Well,
did you?
Not really. I just saw a bump.
Right. Just like a, maybe like a lump.
Yeah. But other than that, I don't know what it was. And then we started off the day last Saturday with bad news that Larry King had died.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I woke up to on right. Saturday morning, that Larry King was dead at 87.
Right. Yeah.
I liked Larry King.
Yeah. I mean, when I was younger, I probably really didn't care to watch him. I mean, so I don't think I watched him too much, but I did sometimes.
See, he got it right, though, too. He had a unique look. Suspenders.
Right.
And bright colors. And people forget that. This is why I think nobody in the news is important now. You know, you watch, like, local news. Who knows those people? I don't know them. Because they all look the same. They're all wearing the same jackets. They're all wearing the same clothes. They're all trying to look the same way. There's nothing that stands out about them.
Right.
See, in the olden days, you had somebody like Jimmy Crumb, who had the
jackets.
The plaid jackets,
right.
Who looked totally different. You had somebody like Joe Holbrook, who was on Channel 10. You know, he was doing the weather, and he had a unique way of doing it. He had all the white hair. You wouldn't see a white-haired person on the news today. What happened to all the white-haired people?
They dye their hair.
Yeah, you're not allowed to have white hair. Remember, Doug Adair was white hair
right.
when he was on the news. Why? Not anymore.
Well, I mean, do you think all the older people have just retired and now they just have a younger generation of news people? I mean, I really don't see, like, when I watch the news, I don't think there's anybody old on there. I mean, I don't...
But these people were not ancient.
Well, no, but I mean...
Like, Doug Adair, let's see, Doug Adair died when he was 90. But he had not been on the news for quite some time. And he just died recently. I think last year or the year before.
But I'm looking at a picture of him right now.
But that looks pretty well like he did when he was on the air.
But he doesn't look old at all there. But
well, he's old there.
Yeah. So he looked really good for his age.
Let's see. Doug Adair there. That was 2000. Oh, let's see if I can figure out when that picture was. That picture was taken in 2000 and... Let me think. I think that's 2007. It's either 2007 or 2008, but I think it's 2007.
You look pretty young.
As opposed to today, when I'm looking pretty old.
Well.
Well, that's about 14 years ago.
Huh. Okay.
So, that would have been 2007, and I think Doug Adair did die in 2019, so he died 12 years later. He was 90, so he would have been late 70s there.
Okay. Well, I mean, but that's what he looked like on TV.
Yeah, he never changed.
So he must have been older, though.
So you do remember Doug Adair.
Well, yeah.
Okay,
I remember him.
We can do the math here, then. So if he was 90 when he died, he would have been like 78 there, and that's 2007. And he retired from the news, I think, in 94. So, that would have been 13 years before that. So, he would have been...
Maybe
like
65.
60. Like yeah. 65.
Yeah.
So, when he was doing the news, he was probably late 50s, early 60s.
But, I mean, that's, you know, like retirement age.
Yeah, but aren't there people now? Jim Ganahl is probably in that age category. You know, he's died. Well, he shouldn't be on the news anyway. Jeez Louise. I was talking to somebody the other day at lunch about that, and he said the same thing. Get Jim Ganahl off the television. He's ill.
I haven't seen him.
Oh, yeah. How can you miss him?
I mean, yeah. Hmm.
And people don't understand. This is not about weight. I think you need bigger people on the news because that's also something you don't see too much anymore. Jim Ganahl is not well, and it's easy to see that when you look at him. He looks like he's about to burst, like he's carrying water or something.
He could be. I mean, maybe he has like congestive heart failure.
I think he does.
Because he had heart surgery. Did he have heart surgery?
I don't know if he had heart surgery, but I think he's got a pretty bad case of congestive heart failure. So why doesn't he just take it easy?
Yeah. But, you know, if you really like what you do, a lot of times, just look at my dad. You just keep going.
You know, I think about that. I really do think about that. I that won't be me.
No?
No. No. Not because I don't love what I'm doing, because I do. But I think I just do different stuff. It's not about... See, like Jim Gunnell comes in and reads the weather every day. You know, basically he's ripping reading. Now, that's, you know, he probably looks at some things, but, you know, there's not much more to it than that because they, you know, what did they used to call him? He had a nickname once because he got the weather wrong so often. It was like Wrong Call Gunnell or something like that.
I don't know.
He had a nickname. And your dad, his show was more about what he knew. He didn't have guests.
Right.
So people like that can stay around for a long time because mm-hmm. Not a lot of show prep for that. But when you're booking guests and trying to get them in the right slot and trying to stay up with the news and trying to do a decent interview, I don't think your skills are as good. Like, I don't think
probably not.
I don't think, you know, if I was 80, I think I'd be a little diminished at that point.
But, I mean, do you think Larry King should have retired?
Yes. Yes. Did you see Larry in those final days?
Well, yeah.
See, I would want somebody to come up to me and say, listen, you know, you're tilting on camera. I think at that point people were just coming. I don't think he was in the office trying to book those people, but I bet in his early days he was.
He probably did, right.
I think in the end he's just like, okay, put somebody in front of me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not into work for work's sake.
Yeah.
I think Doug Adair was like that because he didn't do anything after he left. It was hard to get him to come to that show. It's hard to get him to do an interview. But, of course,
you got him.
I did get him. Begged and pleaded and harassed for a long
Persistence.
Time. I did get Doug Adair. Did the last interview he ever did.
Did you?
Yep. I think the only one he ever did after, because when he left at 65, he was
done.
He was done.
Wow.
But we did that one charity show together, and I did do an interview with him once.
Huh.
Found it fascinating.
Yeah.
That's in the archives. I don't know if it's up on the website, because it might have been before that, the website. But it happened at this station.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I remember watching him growing up.
But there are no Doug Adairs anymore. There are no Jimmy Crumbs. There are no Joe Holbrooks. There are no Flippo the Clowns. There are no Fritz the Night Owls. There are no... who else was a unique character on Columbus News? But those people are all gone. You don't... And there's nobody like them now. Can you even cite anybody on any of these channels who has gray hair, who wears unique clothing, who does anything out of the ordinary at all?
No.
Why is that?
I don't know.
It was a norm for a long time. Joe Holbrook had white hair. He was probably Columbus's most famous meteorologist on Channel 10.
See, I don't know who he was.
He left in the early 90s, but good guy. And yet Fritz the Night Owl. Now, he wasn't in the news, but he wore those weird glasses and, you know, kind of did his thing. And, of course, Flippo dressed like a clown. You know, that's not... something you see every day on television. Doug Adair had white hair. As I said, Joe Holbrook had white hair. Jimmy Crumb was bald. Is there anybody bald on television anymore? Jimmy Crumb was another word that begins with B, too. Not just bald. He was something else.
Your favorite. Right?
Yeah, Jimmy Crumb was my favorite. And the sad thing is, I was I can honestly be objective with him. As an on-air person, I did think he was good. He was a good sports guy. Good. He was good at what he did. But in his old age, no.
Like a grump.
I don't know what his problem was.
Hmm.
And I met them all. See, that's, again, luck. But, you know, Joe Holbrook came down and did these Thousand Stars shows we did. Joe Holbrook came a couple times. Fritz the Night Owl. I did the TV show with Fritz the Night Owl for a while. Your dad and Marianne Michaels and Fritz and I did a television show for a while. Flippo. I interviewed Flippo before he died.
Yeah.
Doug Adair. You know, I spent time with Doug Adair. I spent time with... Jimmy Crumb was just not a nice man. Chuck White. I spent time with Chuck White. Dave Kaler was always nice to me. But yeah. Not this Jimmy Crumb. Ooh. He's about the only person. I mean, there are very few people I've ever encountered that I just didn't like. And he's one of them. Personality.
Yeah.
But as a broadcaster, he was good. I can see. I liked him.
Yeah.
I just remember, and it's horrible, but this is honesty, the honesty of me. I remember he died. Now, this is ironic. He died the night of the big Buckeyes game. You know, the big whatever bowl they were in that year. So it's weird that the sports guy would die that night. So I remember it was big news that the Buckeyes had won their game or whatever. And then at the 11 o'clock news was late that night, and they broke in that Jimmy Crum had died. And I remember laying in bed thinking, you know, happy trails, Jimmy. It didn't, you know, because I had such a bad experience with him.
Right. Yeah.
But people do that all the time. People kind of, what do I want to say here? People glamorize. Like, this is why I really want to write a book. The stuff I could really tell you about some of these people, like Jimmy Crum and Fritz the Night Owl, you know, I don't tell the Fritz stories yet because he's still alive. But there were some interesting moments with him that I don't think people know about.
I don't have any interesting stories, so.
Bob Nunley. I've got interesting stories with Bob Nunley. Those are probably the three, but, you know, they just were different.
Yeah.
But there were good stories, like Flippo, I have nothing but nice things to say. He was a funny guy, he was a generous guy, he was I think he really cared about the people who came to see him.
Yeah. I know you've said that before.
He was. He was just a mensch of a guy.
Well, that's good.
You know, I was looking at pictures the other night, and I have a picture of Flippo on that last night that he was, what do you want to say? Well, last night he was out. It was his last public appearance. He died 6 months later. And, but there's somebody in that picture I need to crop out. You know, at the time, I'm not sure why they were there, to be honest with you. But if I just crop them out, I think everything would be okay. I got a lot of pictures like that where I need to crop some people out.
So I didn't see this picture.
Oh, no, it's an old, you know, it's, I think I was still in college because Flippo died in like 2006. So this would have been like the beginning of 2006.
Wow.
But, I got to get that person out of that picture. I don't know what you, how do you blow up old photos? Because this is not a JPEG. This is a real photo. It's a real photo.
I'm really not sure. I mean, does Office Depot not do them? I thought they did.
I don't know how you do it. Do you just give them the photo? See, because I have negatives too, but I can't see the negatives. You know, if you try to look at them, it's kind of hard.
Well, I'm pretty sure it was my nephew saying that he has a program where he can see the negatives or do something with the negatives.
Well, sometimes if you hold them up, you can kind of see, but I don't know if you could give that to Office Depot.
I'm not sure. There's a something you can buy, though, because I'm pretty sure he was telling me he had it, because he is doing old family, like, putting family photos together, like old-time family photos, which is really neat. So,
I don't have anything from my family.
Oh.
No. And I don't think I'll get it. Like I was telling you before I went on the air, I think my whole childhood has been erased.
I bet there's stuff.
I don't know. I asked my mom about that, and I don't know.
You really think she would get rid of it?
I think it was odd that she had no idea where it was, because she thought she knew where it was, and when she went to this file cabinet, there was really nothing much in there.
Nothing there.
Nothing really. I think there were like maybe a couple gray cards, and that was about it. But she thought that's where it all was. And then when I said, clearly it's not, she really had no recollect of where it would be.
Huh. Well.
She might have never kept it, to be honest with you, because, you know, I don't really remember seeing it when I lived with her. That's been a while ago now. So I really don't know that she did keep it, to be honest. She might not have kept anything I did.
I don't know. Maybe there's something there that you have no idea that she still has. Maybe you'll be surprised.
Well, I don't know how I would get it.
I don't know.
She's not good like that. To be honest with you, I don't know. I really don't know what would have happened to it. I don't care, though. You know, it's whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I still have a lot of my kids' stuff. Like, I always kept memory boxes for them. Like, and I would put, like, special stuff that they made in the box or, you know, certain things. And I always called them memory boxes. So, Nally will get hers out every once in a while and look through it. But, well, I have Brandon's in my garage, I believe, because, you know, he's in California. But
well, allegedly, I had a baby book, but I think that's gone, too.
See, I just was never, like, organized to... Well, I never had time. I mean, I was always a working mom, and I just... Too busy working, taking care of the house, and I never put together an album for either one of them. I did keep stuff, though.
Well, it really doesn't matter, because, like I said, I'm at this age, and clearly I don't have it. And I'm not, sad about it.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
My mom has all of our stuff. So.
See, I don't know what I would do with it even if I found it.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I really don't know. Like, what am I going to do with my first haircut? Or the first tooth that fell out? Or anything like that? What am I going to do with that?
I don't know. Nally lost her last baby tooth, was it 2 days ago? And she's like, Mom, here's my last tooth. I said, okay, we'll put it in a baggie. I think she wanted some money for it.
Oh, really?
I think she did, but I refused.
No more tooth fairy.
No. No. So, but I think she wanted me to keep it.
Oh, well, see, I'm trying to think if I have anything. You know, I had a tonsillectomy. I don't think anybody kept anything from that time. You know, like pictures or anything. I don't think... I don't know. My mom was not really a saver.
You know, I don't know if I should say this or not. But...
Go ahead.
It's not... No bad words.
Okay, go ahead.
But, so, when Brandon was little, like, you know... I had him. He was a preemie, so he was in the hospital, and, like, I was in the hospital the day he got circumcised, and I can remember hearing him cry, and I felt like the worst mom in the world because you could hear him cry while they were doing the procedure or whatever, but I do have the ring that they put around him. When it fell off, I have that ring. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. But I have that ring. I saved that and his little armband, and it was just from stuff from, like, when he was in the hospital. So.
No, I think all that's gone.
Yeah.
For me.
Hmm.
But, you know, again, what would you do with it? Do you just look at it and say, oh.
Right.
There I was.
Yeah.
I've never seen my birth certificate. No, I do have a copy of my birth certificate. That's wrong. Because I had to get it for something. I don't remember why I had to get it. But I do have a copy of that. And,
Are you getting a new license this year?
I don't...
Do you have to renew your license?
I don't know. I haven't looked at it.
Yeah, I just had to get a new license. And, I got the new type of license so I can fly. So, I don't know where I'm flying to, but...
Does that cost extra?
No. No, but they call it a compliant license, I believe. And, but I think they said that in October, they were making it like you had to have it to fly, to get in into any federal buildings, like things like that. Like it was like you had to have that in October.
Well, apparently I'll have to do it then.
So, yeah, if you want to do any type of traveling, you're going to need this new license. But I had to take some papers that were stamped in. And then some, I had to take my birth certificate, and I think I had to just have like two proofs of like my address or something.
We're going to go to break. Got a whole another hour. Have a Boston cooler. Have a chocolate egg cream and come back with us on the other side. Stay tuned.
You okay? Okay.
Yeah.
The chair buckled over there. Okay. For people listening, you know, something that came in that would have been huge.
A huge.
Lost me at the time. A huge show that he did not do
because of something.
Because he thought, you know, it's just not me. I'm gonna have to go in a second.
yes, there is. Now, our chair keeper over there tells us we're almost up out of time.
I just about didn't survive that. Oh my goodness!
but we have to. We didn't. That's the question. You don't know it, evidently,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I have a prize. I'm hungry.
Oh,
you're hungry? Well, there's donuts. There's a whole box of.
No.
There's
no.
Orange juice. There's coffee.
No. I got a friend now.
There's
oh.
a
I bring her She's
there's a T-bone steak and
Charlie, five fingers.
Well,